Hey everybody, welcome to another exciting episode of Data Exposed. I'm your host, Scott Klein, and with me today is Jovan. Jovan, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Scott.
You're in from Serbia, right?
Yes. I'm program manager in SQL Server Group. We are working in development center in Serbia. And we are working on JSON support in SQL Server 2016 and Azure SQL Database.
Perfect. So today's show, we're going to talk about JSON and SQL Server.
Yes, we will see what functionalities we have and how to use them.
And how to use it. Great. So let's start by talking about why. Why did we actually put JSON in SQL Server?
Yes. So, because JSON is everywhere.
Yep.
If you look at this picture, you will see that we have JSON in all these OData web services, web services, REST web services. If you have web browsers, they are sending AJAX requests, getting JSON or sending JSON. If you look at our Azure services, you will see that DocumentDB, Stream Analytics, all these services use JSON either to send data or receive data.
Yeah, but and not just in Microsoft products, right? Yeah. But JSON is like you've got Google, and so JSON is a very common language and syntax, not just within Microsoft, but everywhere, right?
Yeah, it's most popular data exchange format.
Right.
So if you have any system that needs to exchange data, it'll probably use JSON.
Okay, perfect. Okay, but we get JSON, it's a popular data exchange format, right? What benefits do I get of putting that in SQL Server then?
So we have, in SQL Server, we have a function that enables you to get data from some, if you get data on some web service, you can just transform it to a table, or if you have some table in SQL Server, you can just format data as JSON and send it to other services.
Okay.
Or if you take some JSON from some web services, we are giving you ability to get some value from JSON, modify that JSON, right, query JSON, see if it's valid or not.
So this is somewhat like, and I don't want to make an unfair comparison, right, but when we think about, you know, these type of data exchanges, you know, we starting from 2000, 2005, SQL Server 2005, we had XML, right? So we can think about it, you know, kind of a building on that, right? Now we have a more acceptable data exchange language.
Yes, so JSON, compared to XML, JSON is very lightweight and simpler. And also, JSON support in SQL Server is more simple than XML support.
Yep.
So we have just a couple of functions, like get me a JSON value from, get me value from JSON, modify some value in JSON, check is it valid JSON or not.
Okay.
So these are some simple functions that enable you to put your JSON in any query in SQL Server,
okay,
parse it and get data.
Okay.
If you need some more complex analysis, you can just take the JSON, send it to our OpenJSON function, and it will just transform it to standard table.
Okay.
Then you can do any analysis, grouping, anything that you want.
Standard T-SQL,
yes,
right? Okay.
And if you want to go back, if you have some table data or you have some big query that you need to export to some other system, we have four JSON clause.
Mm-hmm.
Four JSON will just take your table data, just format it as JSON.
As JSON. So sort of like, the similarity back to 4, you had 4 XML, right,
yeah,
things like that. Okay.
Yeah, our idea was to have something that is similar to XML, so
yep,
people will easier accept this.
Now, is there a JSON data type, or how do I work with JSON?
JSON, by definition, JSON is plain text.
Yep.
So other systems just send it as plain text. So we are just putting it as text. You can store it as text in any table.
Right, yeah, any table.
Yeah.
So we I would use like varchar, nvarchar.
Yeah, nvarchar, max, nvarchar,
max.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the advantage of this is that you can put it everywhere. In Hackathon, in memory tables, in column store, in StretchDB. So there is no SQL component that cannot work.
Yeah, because it's a standard data type.
Yeah.
I can use this and it's plain text. I can put this in any, right?
Yeah.
And use the current SQL functionality, like you said, in memory, StretchDB,
yeah,
a lot of the SQL 16 features.
Yeah.
Awesome. Great. Okay. And from a performance standpoint, how performant is JSON over, you know, kind of predecessor?
Well, it depends on the use case. So parsing JSON is just yet another string function.
Yep.
So it is slightly slower than string functions like get me some character or some path in string.
Mm-hmm.
But in some cases, it is slightly slower, slightly faster than XML.
Mm-hmm.
But if you need to have some faster queries, you can create some indexes and that kind of stuff to speed up your queries with JSON data. So we have the well, pretty much good support. It's not perfect, but it's
there. For a V1, it's pretty good, right?
Yeah, sure.
So the overall benefit of JSON is that it's a very common language used everywhere. So I don't have to do any translation, any formatting. I can now communicate. You have SQL Server communicate with a bunch of other REST or other JSON type of.
Yeah, sure. So if you have some sensors that generate data as JSON, you just take this JSON, which is plain text, just put in SQL Server, then you can analyze it.
Makes it easy to communicate with.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
So let's see some details how this functions.
Okay.
So first we have four basic functions. Is JSON will just check is something valid JSON, and it will return 0 or 1.
Okay.
JSON value will take JSON, and we have some path that will say, okay, now get me this JSON, go in order object, go in price field, and get me price value.
Okay.
JSON query is similar function, but it just works with objects and arrays. And finally, we have JSON modify. JSON modify will take the JSON, take some path, and take new value that will be put in this path.
Okay.
So all basic operations are supported.
Okay. So very, very easy to use, right?
Yeah.
I can easily check if it's formatted. I can extract a particular value from there, or a set of values from there, or update, or modify values in the JSON argument. So very easy to use.
And we're using standard syntax that is used in JavaScript, C sharp with dots and brackets. So there is no new language, no new syntax.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the dot. The dot is what allows me to basically drill down, navigate the tree path, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. Now, so, is that what we have? So that's the function so far, those four functions?
Okay. And these four functions are compatible with any query, so you can put in select clause, in where clause, you can group results by JSON values. So practically there are no constraints. You can treat your data from JSON like any other.
Okay.
Then we have OpenJSON. OpenJSON is more complex table value function that will take one JSON collection, like JSON array. Use this JSON, you can define a schema of return table, and then just convert this array of JSON objects to table. So if you have an array, it will be converted to table.
Mm-hmm.
Every object in this array will be converted to one row, and every key value will be converted to one cell and value. So you can have any nested structure of JSON. If you can think about tabular format that is equivalent to this structure, you can use OpenJSON. You can say, okay, I want to seek into this JSON to find orders array. I want to have this schema. I can define my SQL types, and I can define on what paths will be found these values.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So
basically we're saying, hey, this column, number column, is going to come from the order dot number, or from these arrays.
Order dot number.
Date is order dot date. Okay.
Yeah. So really? When you transform it, we can use any SQL we want.
Perfect. Yeah. Love it.
Finally, there is for JSON clause.
Mm-hmm.
It's similar to for XML. So if we have some table or query that returns tabular data, we can just add this for JSON path clause, and it will just generate JSON.
Right, okay.
So idea is that it will use columns as keys.
Yep.
And if you have something like dot separate syntax, like order dot number, it will automatically nest the values.
Oh, interesting. All right.
So it can be easily fit into any system or plugin that accepts some exact format.
Right, okay. Wonderful. Okay. So I can query, and this allows me to take tabular data and then put this into JSON format.
Yeah.
Okay, very easy to use.
Yeah.
Oh, very nice.
So
okay.
You can see it in
action. Yeah, let's jump out and do some demos.
Yeah. Okay, now let's see. Okay, so here I have one JSON file, one JSON document. So as you can see, I can format anything. I can have simple key values. I can have objects with multiple key values.
Mm-hmm.
I can have an array with just some strings. And I can have very complex structure, like this career is an array.
Okay, so you've got several arrays in here.
Yeah.
Born, NBA stats, teams, and his career,
yeah,
right?
Careers. So this is on the first level. Then careers is array of objects.
Oh, yep. Okay.
Then each object can have key values, and then we can have nested objects in there.
Gotcha. Okay.
So any hierarchy, any structure can be formatted as JSON.
Okay. Perfect.
So let's see how it works. First thing that we have is isJSON function. So isJSON function will return 0 or 1, depending if this JSON properly formatted or not.
Okay.
So if I just make some error here, like remove this one, return 0.
Okay.
So this simple function that is useful if you want to create some check constraint to validate that your JSON is properly formatted,
yep.
So you don't have some kind of malformatted JSON
yep.
here.
Yep. Easy way to say, yep, this is actually a JSON function. Okay.
So then we have JSON value function. JSON value function will just take this JSON, then we can specify name, and it will take name from this JSON.
Okay.
This
so logic. Just give me the name.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if we execute this, this is Vlade.
Perfect.
Simple.
Okay.
I can change it to surname, and I have surname.
Okay.
So easy to learn, easy to understand.
Yep.
But although it is easy, we can have any complex structure here. So, as an example, I want to see when this player is born
yep.
and what is his date of birth. So, I can use $ is context, born is object,
yep.
then date of birth is a property in this
property.
Object.
Okay.
So, if I execute it, I have this value here.
So, you could actually change date of birth to country,
yeah,
for example.
You can change it to country. And
Serbia.
Yeah.
Is it case sensitive? So if I change down here, born. If I did lowercase c.
Yes, it is case sensitive. So if I put it, I put country with small c, it's sort of null.
Okay.
So the fact is that in JSON, you can have lowercase and uppercase fields, and these are completely different fields.
Okay.
So if I have a country with small caps,
yep.
it will return that value.
Yep. Okay. Makes sense. Awesome. Okay, so very easy to navigate.
Yeah. So we have any, we can use arrays, like I want to have careers second element. So we are starting from zero.
Yep.
So second element is here. Then I can say go to period, go to start year.
Okay.
So if I execute this, I will have this year here.
Right, okay, so it's zero base, so it'd be Los Angeles Lakers would be the second.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Right, all right.
So if you have something like, see this NBA stats.
Yep.
If you have some special characters, like spaces or, you see NBA stats with a space.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
This is not valid identifier.
Yep.
So if we need to access this, we can use double quotes.
Double quotes,
this.
All right.
So just to escape it. And here it is. It works.
Ah, okay.
So we can parse any type of JSON. Now, as you already asked earlier, what happens if I put lowercase? Name is null.
Ah, okay.
So JSON is forgiving. If you if you don't have something, it will just return null without any error. But if you want to know does it exist or not, we have special strict mode.
Okay.
This is keyword strict. It's similar to JavaScript strict mode.
Okay.
So if I execute this, I can see error message. So property cannot be found on specified JSON path.
Okay. So if I don't provide this strict keyword, it's just going to go, hey, it's forgiving. We don't find anything with a lowercase n, right?
Yeah.
But if we apply the strict keyword, it's going to basically come back and say, look, you're looking for something that really doesn't exist.
Yeah. Right. It's like something like enforcing schema.
Yep.
So you must have that field or it will
okay.
fail.
So that's a good way. You'd almost be best practice to supply that keyword so so I at least get something back. Because if I don't get a value back, I'm going to go, okay, there might not be a value there.
Yes, I know. But there are options. So
right.
Some people like to have some flexible schema and don't worry about some missing values, they want to just have flexibility.
So it depends.
Yeah,
okay.
But we are providing both cases.
Yeah, okay.
Another interesting thing is this bio. So I have this biography.
Mm-hmm.
And here I don't have anything. So what's the deal here? JSON value will return nvarchar 4000. It is not planned to return, well, this big text.
So that's more than 4000 characters.
Yes, so this is something like nvarchar max.
Okay.
So in this mode, it will just return null because, hey, I cannot find it.
It's not that it didn't find it, it's just more than 4000 characters.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. But if you want to be sure what's happening, you have that strict mode.
Okay.
You can say, okay, string value will be truncated.
Okay.
So we are providing both.
yeah, it's just like the uppercase, lowercase thing. It's
yeah,
like, okay.
Sure.
Yep, okay, that's good to know. Like that.
So another thing, interesting thing is this born. Born is an object.
Mm-hmm.
So JSON value returns values.
Okay.
And not objects. So if I try to execute this, it will return null.
Okay. So value will actually return a property, not the entire.
Yeah. We cannot return an entire object.
Object, okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it's just meant for simple value. And again, if you put straight here, you'll see
okay.
Scalar value cannot be found with specified path.
Gotcha. Yep. Okay.
So if you want to use this, if you want to return this object, we have another function, JSON query.
Yeah. Okay.
So JSON query function is used to return objects.
So that'll just return the entire
entire text
object.
Here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I can, in this example, I have written object, but I can also return array. So themes.
Okay.
Is a JSON array here.
Okay.
So if I execute this, I'll see all themes. Where
if we were to copy and paste that, the results now, would it be nicely formatted JSON?
Yes, if you put it in SQL, in Visual Studio.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Okay. We'll see it later with for JSON.
Okay. Okay.
So because in this case, it just returns text.
Okay. It, it just returns text at this
yeah.
point. Okay.
So like similar to JSON value, if you try to use JSON query to take some scalar value, like name.
Yep.
It will not return anything.
Because it's like the value, right? Trying to turn a value,
yeah.
trying to turn the whole object, right?
Yeah.
So this is kind of the
so
reverse.
So this is complete duality.
Right.
JSON query can return object or arrays.
Yep.
JSON value can return scalars.
Gotcha. Okay, yep.
But again, similar to JSON value, we have that strict mode.
Yeah.
Then we can say, okay.
Yep, object or array cannot be found. Yep, yeah. That makes sense.
So we have both options here.
Okay.
Now finally, we have this JSON modify function. JSON modify function enables us to just modify some value in this JSON
mm-hmm.
without parsing everything, modifying some parts, and then creating JSON again.
Yep.
So here I have JSON as text.
Yep.
I have path, like this biography.
Yep.
And I will have some shorter description.
Right, okay.
So let's execute this. Let's find it. Probably it is at the end.
Yep, there we
here
go.
Here it is. So the fact is, this JSON modify function can either update value, add new value, or delete value.
Okay, so just for my clarification, and others are probably asking, you said select JSON modify. So is that actually modifying the JSON?
No, it will take this JSON,
yep.
create a copy, and modify.
Okay.
Copy, and then return a new value.
Okay.
So we don't have in place.
Okay.
So nothing will change in
okay.
the original text.
Right.
But we can just write it down,
yeah.
write it back to this value.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. And if we wanted to get, like if say we wanted to modify, let's say, like one of the stats, it would be like NBA stats dot
yes.
blocks,
dot. Yeah.
like for example. Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
So the same syntax as in JSON value is used in
okay.
JSON modify.
Yep, perfect.
Also, JSON modify will either insert new value, update, or delete value. So if we don't have this bio field,
mm-hmm.
you will just insert new key value pair in this JSON.
Okay.
So
to delete then, you just remove the whole...
Yeah, for delete, I can just pass null value. So...
you run that and it's gone.
Yeah,
okay.
It's gone because a JSON modifier will suppress null.
Okay.
We don't need it because JSON value will also return null if you don't have key.
Okay, yep, good. All right.
And another interesting thing is JSON... is modify function. So this JSON modify function is enables you to append value in some array. Here I have teams. I forgot that played for Charlotte Hornets.
Mm-hmm.
So I can just say, okay, take me this JSON and append to $teams Charlotte Hornets.
Okay.
So let's try it. So let's find these teams. Here they are.
Okay.
So it's perfect if you have some keywords in some or some kind of tags, and you just want to tag it with new value and just add.
Okay. So unlike the previous example where we just did an update.
Yeah.
Right. If we need to not insert. This is really appending to an existing value.
Yeah.
We have to specify the word append.
Yeah.
Okay. I think there's some clarification there, because when I think of insert, you know, we didn't specify insert, we didn't specify update, but here, since we're kind of adding to appending, we have to specify append.
Yeah, because if we don't specify append, we will just update the entire array object.
Oh, so update the entire, okay.
Yeah, we don't want to overwrite it.
Right, okay.
But we have both options. So if you have new array, you can just replace it without this.
Okay, so if you hadn't done the word append, that previous example would have updated the entire object.
Yeah.
Okay. Good to know.
Yep. So let's see another example here with Zenup. I want to put new JSON in this born property.
Okay.
So here's the trick. This will not work as expected. So all of this is JSON.
Mm-hmm.
But JSON modifier see it as plain text. He cannot know is it really JSON or some free text that looks like JSON.
Right, okay.
So JSON modifier will assume that this is just text, and it will put this double quotes and escape entire.
Yeah.
So what can we do here? Fortunately, we have this JSON query function. So JSON query function returns object from JSON.
Okay.
If you don't specify any path, it will return original object.
Okay.
But in this case, JSON modify knows that JSON query will always return valid JSON.
Okay. So we're basically saying, hey, we're going to insert, or this is what you're going to get is actual JSON, not a string.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if JSON modify is sure that this new value is properly formatted JSON, it will just create it without any modification.
Okay.
So here's example. Here's born, date of birth.
Yep. Much better.
Yeah. Well, this is one trick, but people should be aware of that.
Yep. Much better. Okay, very nice.
So these are functions. Then we have this OpenJSON table value function.
Mm-hmm.
So in simplest form, you can just say, select me everything from OpenJSON.
Mm-hmm.
So what it does? So this function just takes all keys and values and return them as a table value function. So
okay.
You have name Vlad, surname Divac, born, NBA stats. So all these key values are just returned as key value pairs.
Yep.
So let's see. Without any additional parameter, this OpenJSON function will just take all key values. But optionally, we can say, okay, go into this born object here.
And just give me the born.
Give me key values from here.
Yep, okay.
So if I execute this, I'll have date of birth, town, and country.
Mm-hmm.
So with this OpenJSON function, I can just seek into any object in JSON, take all key values, see what is there, and
And very nice. So it allows me to very easily drill down and get nested values. Okay.
Yeah. Also, if OpenJSON try to open object, he will return key and values like date of birth value, town.
Yep.
But we can also use a Python array. So here we have array of teams.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, we have index in array and then value.
Okay.
So we can parse any.
So it's smart enough to know I'm dealing with an array or an object, right?
Okay. Yeah, sure. Okay, let's see some additional examples. So, if you remember that we cannot remove with JSON value function, we cannot return biography because it's too long.
Yep, okay.
So if we want to have return some big text, we can use this OpenJSON. Mm-hmm. So what I'm going to do, I will take open this JSON and say, return me value where key is bio.
Okay.
It will return all key values. I will just filter out bio and it will return exactly what I need. So here is entire biography.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now there is a different syntax for this with OpenJSON with explicit schema. So what can I do? I can say OpenJSON with bio and varchar max.
Okay.
So what it will do? It is equivalent to previous example. It will just open JSON, take this bio key, convert it to nvarchar max, and return is.
Yeah, because in the previous example, the max was 4,000 characters, I think you said. And this says, hey, no, don't do. Give me the default. Use the varchar max.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but here we can convert it to anything else. We can convert it to daytime.
Yep. Okay. Yep.
So if we execute this, again, we have the same result.
Yep.
We'll just return it as bio.
Okay.
So with this function, this is a useful function because we can do something like, we can return multiple values from JSON.
Okay.
I can, as an example, here I have, here I have born object and I want to return date of birth, town, and country.
Ah, okay.
So I can say, okay, I need these three fields. I will specify what are the return types. It will just return it.
So okay, so in this case, you're actually saying I want these returned not in JSON or string format, but return them in this specific data type.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is how we can transform JSON to tabular structure.
Yep.
And we can do any analysis on this.
Beautiful. Love it.
Yeah. Thanks. Now we have other examples like. So in this example, I will go to this careers object and say, open me this array of objects.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it finds an array, we can say, okay, from this array, I want to see team, games played, and games started.
Yep.
And I want them to be converted to integers.
Yep.
Okay. So here I will have complete list of, I'll have this JSON array converted to table. So it has.
Okay. Oh, yeah, okay. Since it wasn't a games played and games started in the first two, it just returned null. Okay.
Yeah. Yep. So again, JSON is forgiving. If you don't have anything, we just return null.
Right.
But also in this case, we can use this strict mode just to ensure that something works.
Yeah.
Okay, now. In this example, I can even return something like objects. So, or I can return nested properties. Like here I have start and end within this period object.
Yep.
So if I want to return this start year and end year, I will say, okay, I want them as integer. And here I will specify this JSON path. So no, I will go through entire collection for each object, go into period object, then go into start value, and then returning the start here.
Yeah.
So this way, we are returning all these start and end fields from period object. That's it.
Oh, okay. Yep.
As you can see, we can parse almost any
almost
structure.
Anything, yeah. Very flexible.
Yeah. And another example is returning objects. So imagine that we want to return. Imagine that we want to return entire period object with start and end date. Now, what can I do? I will define that period is nvarchar max. I will add this as JSON clause.
Yep.
As JSON say, okay, treat this entire object as one JSON and return inner text from this JSON.
Yep.
So if we execute this, we will see here period is
as period. Okay. Yep. Wow, very nice.
Okay, so and finally, this was parsing JSON. Now let's see what is a for JSON clause. So for JSON clause, it is used to return to convert results of select query as JSON. So mm-hmm. here I have the simple select. If I just add for JSON path, it will format
it as JSON.
As yep. JSON.
Okay. Interesting.
So why it is called for JSON path? Because I can use any formatting here. So as an example, I want to create some complex JSON that I have point X and point Y.
Yep.
And then I have simple property Z.
Z.
So let's see how it looks. So if I open this, I'll have
point
X as object and X and Y as fields, mm-hmm. and then Z as simple object.
Yep.
So in this case, I can just say, if I want to have some nesting, yeah. just put dot separated aliases here, and it will just format it. So for JSON, can format bigger queries. Like I can create something like result set
mm-hmm.
with two results.
Yep.
If I add for JSON path, it will create an array of two objects.
Yeah.
Now there is one option called without array wrapper. So in some cases, I want to get rid of this array wrapper from JSON.
Mm-hmm. Here.
So why? Because imagine that I have two queries, and I just want to return JSON from one query, JSON from another query, concatenate them and wrap it with an array. So if I specify this, it will just return. It will just return objects without any array.
Yeah, but okay. Yep.
So it is perfect if you have only one record that you return. So mm-hmm. like selecting something from table by primary key. I have just one record. I don't want an additional.
Yeah, you don't need the root.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
So with this array wrapper, it will just remove it.
Okay.
So in this case, if I have just one JSON, just one result, it is fine. It is just one valid JSON.
Yeah.
But in this example, I have two values from this source table,
mm-hmm.
and then it will return this, one object, comma, another object.
Okay.
So this is not properly formatted JSON. It's the main use case here is just you can take this JSON, concatenate it to another result, and then create some larger.
Right. Create a larger result.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, we have a lot of formatting options, like root object. If you want to add one additional nesting level, we can just specify this root clause.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
We'll just wrap it with this object. And well, let's see some tricks with this for JSON. Like in previous case, imagine that we need to return some values and return something like JSON, like inline JSON.
Yep.
Like similar to JSON modify. If you return just text, it will treat it as text.
Yeah.
Therefore, it will just add double quotes and escape all characters.
Yeah.
But if we really want to have it as a JSON, we can wrap it with JSON query.
Okay.
Because JSON query without any parameter, it behaves like JSON cast.
Okay.
Cast me some text to JSON. And in this case, for JSON will not escape anything.
Right, okay.
It will just return it as X and Y.
Yep, so it'll come back as JSON.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And also we can create any complex structure that we need. So as an example, I can return standard values as 1, 2, 3, and X, Y, Z. Then I can create a nested select for JSON path,
mm-hmm.
second value. In this way, I can create nested JSONs.
Yep.
So in this example, this is a result from first three columns.
Mm-hmm.
Then this is a result from this nested JSON query.
Yep.
So if I can do anything with this, like in this example, I'm returning one JSON object.
Mm-hmm.
But as you see in the previous example, I have this array wrapper around it.
Okay.
So in here it is. So here I have one JSON object,
yep.
but I have array wrapper because.
Array wrapper, yeah, okay.
But if I don't want this,
just
I can say without array wrapper.
Yep.
Now, here's one important thing. I have stripped this without this array wrapper, but without array wrapper, invalidates JSON.
Yeah.
So it, again, it will treat it
as a string.
String.
Yep. Okay. Interesting. Okay.
So this is this might be a problem.
yeah.
But again, we can work on this with again JSON query.
Yep, JSON query.
So JSON query will cast this string as JSON.
Yep, so
now I have inner JSON.
Yep.
And JSON query will just cast it to valid JSON, or
yep.
it will fail mm-hmm. if it is not properly formatted. And now I can have properly formatted JSON.
Okay.
So in this example, I have used simple examples with scalar values.
Yep.
But main use case for this is exporting data from tables. So if I use person table from AdventureWorks database,
mm-hmm.
select couple of entities, and say, OK, give me four JSON path. So I will get properly formatted JSON.
JSON, yep.
So I can take this JSON, send it as a response of my web page, send it to Angular or
whatever,
any
yep.
framework that can send JSON.
Yeah, because it's standard JSON, it'll accept that. Yep.
Yes.
OK, perfect.
So this was short intro into JSON functionality.
Awesome, perfect. Awesome. Thank you. This is fantastic. I think this is a great intro and primer for, hey, how do I use SQL, JSON and SQL? This is fantastic. You can do this in, I think CTP 3.3 just came out. Is there anything that we're going to see different between now and probably GA, maybe?
Yes, JSON modify functions will be in RC0, and JSON modify will also be in public preview in Azure DB. So.
Okay, so and let's talk about Azure DB. So is this in Azure DB right now?
Currently no, but soon it will be.
Soon it'll be, okay. So the JSON modify you're saying is not in CTP 3.3?
Yes, it will, but it will be
in RC0, okay.
Final version.
Okay, perfect, awesome. This is good, okay, good primer then. Thank you for coming, this is fantastic.
Thank you.
All right, hey everybody, hope you enjoyed this. It's a great primer into JSON and SQL, so thanks for coming, and everybody, we'll see you next time.